And I thought about trying to move it, see if I could feel it. I moved this one first. Did it just like this. And made bench here by myself. And put it down and started up with this one. I could cat adding up as good as I could this one. It was gone. I said, thank you. I told the preacher about that the other day. I begged the Lord in the house by myself to move this year. Doing this so bad that whatever it was, I figured it was that same stuff for other people. I know people can't walk with it. I went to the doctor here 2 years ago, everybody here knew it. And I had a little misery up in the shoulder. It's selling in Hollandale Hospital called Dr. Hill. All right. Dr. Hill took an x-ray picture of me and examined me all over. So he said this before he released me. He said, Ike, if you had time, I'd like to keep you here a week. Can you stay? I said, look, I've got some church money here. I keep the church of the church, my church. Let me go home, cat, then I'll come back and stay. He said, well, go ahead. He released me. I'll come tomorrow and left the money with the secretary. Then goes back. I said, now, look, I'm going to spend a week up there.
With the what?
With the church money. We always keep some church treasure. But I was a treasure holder of the church. I'm that now.
Yeah.
You see, so when you want something, you don't have to be running with no bunch. They always let me keep something like that. I kept high as $300 and $400 down to church. Well, that's what happened with me when I went to try to get this misery move out of my shoulder, Dr. Hill. I had it that day, and he said, go on, Pat, and then you come back. So I went back to him. He kept me a week. What you reckon happened? He took the x-ray picture and brought it to me Tuesday, I think it was. He said, Ike, one reason I want to keep you, I saw a smoky spot. I think he said on my kidney. Was the kidney alone? Anyway, he went to some place, he said he saw a dark spot through the x-ray picture. I said, did? He said, yeah, he up there now. In the hospital. He showed it to me. Mm-hmm. He brought the picture to me. See that place right there? That place just about that long, kind of smoky looking spot. I said, that's it? He said, yeah, that's it. I see. He come back, let me see, now that's Tuesday, I think. He come back Thursday night. He took one then, I knew it. Come back Thursday night, Dr. Hill, you ain't calling there and showed me. He said, all right. I said, sir, hold up. I was laying in bed. He said, you see that spot there, was he looking at the other day? I said, yes. He said, ain't it on the light of us? I just can barely see. That is right there where you think that? He said, yeah. He said, I think you can go home about. He said, I'm going to take a nut now. He said, you can go home about Saturday. I said, Ken, he said, yeah. So Friday night, he come back again with Dad and he took that day. And you couldn't see. He said, you got the best boy there, any man saved me. I think I was 70, must have been about 75 then. 76 is what, that's when it was. I was 76 years old, I'm 77 now. So he said, that thing gone. So I called my wife, I was living across there with her then. I called my wife to come get me. He said, that thing is light and plumb up. He sure did. He's right up there. He can tell you this now. Dr. Hill at Hollandale.
Now, Ike, what did your mother used to do around the house?
The big kid, I tell you what happened. She was born with us till he got some of us big enough to help. We made agreement, my dad and with us bigger boys made an agreement with her to just do nothing but cook and keep clothes white. She kept the house. Never entered the field after when I somehow got 14 or 15 years old. On your own like that. We do all the hoeing, chopping cotton and so in the field. Okay, what you had to do? She did all the washing because her girls was the youngest child till they got big enough. The girls was the last chunner.